Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And David, I wanted to say something, because I really appreciate you, basically how much you appreciate the show and what I do here. And I was just thinking about it, because every single time that I've asked the listeners to donate, like if I'm in a jam, like if I've got a piece of equipment that needs replaced, or I need to move house and need so much rent in advance, or my car breaks down and I need a new one, or anything that I need, when I ask the listeners, they give it to me. And in some cases, pretty substantial gifts. And it was occurring to me just how much people really love the show, and how much of a difference that I'm actually making, that somebody would even want to do that for me. And my mate Dan was asking me last night, is it weird, Vinny, you know, to have fans and things like that? And I was just like, well, nah, bro. The fans are people just like me, you know, honest, genuine, generous people. And so you just talk to them, and suddenly it's not weird anymore, because you get to know that there's people like me everywhere, just not in the same circumstance.
Right. But you don't find that in corporate America or corporate Canada or corporate New Zealand, right? I mean, it's every man for themselves, right? And, you know, I know a lot, well, not a lot, but enough about your show and how you've been somebody who has a reputation of being a true guy, you know, just, you know, a guy next door, you know, you do your stuff and people appreciate what you do. And somebody like yourself, you know, you have to be on the radio. I mean, let's face it. You're not somebody that, like I said before, that's going out and trying to be Alex Jones, right? I mean, I know that probably Alex Jones, when we spoke in our interview, you said that probably Alex Jones was the one who pushed you to get on the radio. I listened to Alex Jones for probably 10 years. But he never pushed me to be on the radio myself. And like I said before, it was people like yourself and Jack Blood that actually pushed me on, because I wanted to do something that was legitimate, you know, something that is, it's truthful. It's not something that, I'm not trying to make money at it, you know, I'm not trying to be the next Howard Stern like an Alex Jones. I just want to get a message across, and I think I personally think that I have something valid to say, and that's why I've done it. And I think that's why you're in it as well, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've got something valid to say and then you've got a platform to say it, it makes you feel validated, incidentally.
Exactly. And we don't know how long we're going to have this platform, right? Obviously, with SIPA and Obama going nuts and trying to regulate the internet, which basically regulates free speech, you know? So how long...
That CISPA legislation got passed during the Boston bombings while everybody was distracted with that.
Exactly. Well, we, you know, I was listening to your show before, and you had Suzanne Posel on it, and obviously, I mean, everybody who knows that's in this movement knows that there's something fishy about what the hell went on with Boston Marathon, right? I mean, you don't have to be.
And my mate was telling me last night, how freaking convenient is it that around the same time as this Boston bombing, they find some alleged 9/11 plane parts in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, you got to be asleep to think that the people that are running the government, basically the Goldman Sachs, you know, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all these people, Queen of England, the oligarchy and all that stuff, are the same people that run the media. You know, they're the same people that are the largest contributors to the presidential campaigns in the U.S. I mean, if you want to talk conspiracy, it's right in front of you. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out, right?
Yep, that's why I found it's really fun to have conversations with other truthers, because it doesn't matter what you're talking about, it all ties in, and you kind of, you click, you get each other, and before you know it, you've had a 3 or 4 hour conversation.
Exactly. When I had Jim Mars on my show there, I mean, I basically asked him his definition of conspiracy, and he told me everything is a conspiracy. Doesn't matter what you do. I mean, anytime you got two people together, no matter what they're trying to do, whether it's going to a movie, you know, in a business meeting, on a conversation in business, two chums just banging it out at night, just trying to figure out, you know, talking about sports or whatever, or talking about their buddies and their mates, it's a conspiracy. So everything is a conspiracy. But what ends up happening is that the media and the, you know, they've put such a spin on the word conspiracy that we think conspiracy is Lee Harvey Oswald and a lone nut. You know, that's immediately what comes to mind, right?
Yeah, and that's what's quite funny as well, is you get demonized and you get called a conspiracy theorist when you read somebody a headline out of Reuters.
Right.
and the term's been so demonized that even conspiracy theorists don't like to use the word conspiracy because they think that it makes people see them as conspiracy theorists.
Right. So maybe I shouldn't have called my show Conspiracy This Week, right?
You know, I don't know about you, bro, but I'm a fan of taking something that has a very bad connotation and mixing it up and bringing back a good connotation to it. I think Conspiracy This Week is a great name for a radio show. It sounds very official because everybody's now talking about conspiracy. It's the new hip thing.
Exactly. Well, that's, you know, like I said before, everything is a conspiracy, so it doesn't matter. You have to admit it, right? But as the U.S. government puts out, it's not a conspiracy. You know, when you're talking about 9/11, that whatever it was, 19 fundamentalist lunatics, you know, were able to bypass a $40 billion defense system and simultaneously smash planes into buildings and, you know, all while taking, you know, orders from a guy on dialysis in a cave. You know, but that's not a conspiracy, right?
A guy who was already dead.
Allegedly, like our buddy says.
Oh, allegedly, you know, I mean, dude, you got your Mac laptop and you've got, you know, no freaking heartbeat. How much of a dangerous person could you possibly be, you know?
even at 6'5" or whatever the hell he was there. I mean, obviously, if you're pulling, you know, you're pulling this gurney or whatever the hell it is along with you with with dialysis there, and, you know, with one hand free and you're trying to, you know, like, give commands
Maybe it's like in Minority Report, you know, like they've got Osama bin Laden hooked up in the milk and stuff like that with electrodes on his dead skull.
It could very well be. I don't know. I mean, it just seems so far-fetched. But it's amazing that the mainstream media has been able to push this on people. And even though there is a movement and, you know, you see polls that are out there that you know, a lot of people, you know, 50% of people believe or whatever it is that 9/11 was an inside job. You still, when you go, you know, the average person, you know, if you talk about something like this at work, you know, or at a dinner party, or with friends over, at a wedding, whatever. What ends up happening? These people think you're nuts. You know?
Wait a second. Something just occurred to me, bro. 9/11 is the new JFK. It's been more than 10 years, right? And nothing's exactly been done about it. And most people believe it's an inside job, but still ain't nothing going to be done about it, right? Ever.
Exactly. Well, we're like 75 years is the time to release, I think, basically everything on the JFK. So we're still about 25 years. It's coming up on the 50th anniversary. So we're still 25 years away from not knowing the truth.
You know, it just occurs to me that you can really, really dupe people for a very long time just into an action by just muddying the waters a little bit. You know, a little bit of propaganda there, a little bit of scare tactics over there, a little bit of Sunday football over there, and hey, presto, you've got a population that really doesn't give a frack that they're being governed by completely ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbags.
Right. We have a show in Canada, and it's called the Rick Mercer Show. And it's absolutely hilarious because what he's done is he's created this show where he goes into the U.S., okay? And I'm not U.S. bashing. That's not my game. But he goes into the U.S., It could be somebody from the U.S. coming into Canada would be the same exact result. And he asks these people the most ridiculous questions that everybody should know. And most people don't know. They can't name their governor. They can't name the Prime Minister of Canada. They can't name their local representative, you know. And these are blatant questions. So it just goes to show you what we're up against when we're trying to educate people. It's incredible.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and we brought this up last time in the conversation as well. How many people are awake today that weren't awake yesterday? And think about, say, I heard some statistics being read off that people who are aware that the Federal Reserve was private, say, in the mid-90s, it was like 5, 8%, and now it's like over 80%. Mm. You know, we're experiencing like a real sea change. The problem is, unless you're out in it and you're actually seeing it happen, and unless it's, you know, reported or whatever, people are always confused as to how much people are waking up or how much is going on. And I see all the signs being incredibly encouraging. I see the real bad tyranny stuff that goes on all over the place with CISPA and this massive police state operation in Boston as a terribly good thing, because all of those bad things that the government does actually wake people up. And Rolling Stone magazine has just released an article saying that the conspiracy theorists were right all along. And here it is. New World Order.
Right. But how long are we going to be able to do this, Vinny, though? I mean, let's face it.
Hey, as long as we freaking can. And even when the internet gets shut down, we get our website censored. Hey, mate, even in communist Russia, they used to do carbon copies and things like that. And print media became really big in the underground. You know, just switch venues, just like the Nazis did in World War II, and then they moved to America.
Project Paperclip. We know about
that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, it's fascinating, though, when you look at what is actually going on, and you look at the amount of people that are aware of it and becoming aware of it. I mean, the internet, I don't think the people that, you know, obviously the internet was created, from what I understand, as a military device, right? I don't think they thought that one day you and I would be able to talk, you know, across, you know, I don't know how many miles away we are, but we're pretty far apart, and do a show exactly against what they believe in. Is that fair?
Technology is a double-edged sword at the best of times, mate. Doesn't matter how bad a purpose you've got for a device, or how good a purpose. It can always be used to other ends, can it? Just by somebody manipulating it and using it in a different way.
Right. Well, we do know. I don't know what the laws are in New Zealand, and even in Canada, they're a little bit hush hush about it. But we all know about Google, right? I mean, Google is there to spy on people, right? I mean, there's no way in the world that this company would have been able to do what they're able to do now and launch satellites. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars in investment. You know, it's impossible that they were able to do this without some kind of government intervention. That's my belief anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, well, didn't China kick out Google and accuse them of spying on them?
Yeah, exactly. Because we know that Facebook is you know, has been taken over on some levels by the government. You know,
DARPA.
Exactly. I mean, there's been programs that are out there for the last 50 years. I mean, you can talk about HARP, you can talk about the Storm Furry project, you can talk about chemtrails, which I know you're big on, and I've seen some videos that you've produced about that. I mean, it's incredible when you look at it that all these things are out there for people to see, but they just don't see it.
Well, in a lot of cases, you might be right, but my point has always been that the masses don't matter. And statistically, throughout history, whenever it comes to a revolution, whether it's a positive revolution or some kind of a tyrannical coup, at most, there's only a few percent of the general population involved. 95% of people sit on the sidelines and just take whatever punishment comes their way.
Exactly.
That means that a very small amount of well-organized, incredibly dedicated and decent people can overthrow a bunch of ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery and instill a government that will actually stand the test of time, that will protect people's rights and liberties for as long as humanly possible. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.